Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Orlando at the NWFA show, and I'm with Dan Nack and the CEO of Essex Finishing Company. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Great to see you.
It's always good to catch up. We did an interview last year in Charlotte at this meeting, and I asked the listener to go back to get a kind of a foundation on who Essex is. But real quick, the reason I love to talk to you is your background. I mean, you spent a lot of time in Mannington. And then you went over to Bowork for a while. Then, you know, a year and a half ago, you went over to Essex, and you really do have a good handle on the business. So let's start with, how is the wood business now?
The wood business is tough right now. You know, we've seen sequential years of the industry contracting, partially because of low housing turnover, partially because of a slow builder environment, but we're hanging in there.
This is so frustrating because it's a natural material. It adds to the value of the home. Is it because it's too expensive? I know the whole business is down, but you were telling me a minute ago that the wood business may be down more than the flooring business overall. So why do you think that is?
It's a couple of things. It's competing products like LVT certainly have eaten into the lower end of the business. And part of it is just housing turnover. Without housing turnover, it doesn't really drive the wood business as much as it needs to. New home construction, we're seeing houses get smaller, so the total square foot opportunity out there for wood to go into those new homes is smaller. Plus builders, with all of the inflation associated with building products, they're minimizing the amount of wood going in the home and putting in other products.
One of the problems is this generational shift. You've got these millennials, they've got pets, and they just want a maintenance-free home. They want to spend time outdoors. They don't want to spend time cleaning the house. You know, a traditional material doesn't seem as attractive, right?
The irony of that is there is not an easier floor to maintain than a wood floor. All these other floors, you think about LVT as an example, it's a plastic floor, it's disposable, it'll only last you a few years, versus wood that could be refinished over time.
So it's the positioning. The people who are positioning these waterproof, maintenance-free, they're winning out and convincing these millennials to make this decision.
Yeah, but I think their time is coming due. I do think that LVT, as an example, has really leveled off quite a bit. I think consumers are now on their first or second replacement cycle, and they're getting fed up. I could tell you just from personal experience that I probably will never put another LVT floor in my home.
So where's the sweet spot? I mean, obviously, we're hearing there is some healthy wood flooring business. It's on the upper end, right?
Absolutely. The upper end is generally resilient versus economic conditions. That's where it is today. You know, wood has definitely, the lower end of the product category has really evaporated and given way to laminate and LVT, but the upper end preserves. And I do think you'll see, even with the younger generation, a rebound there because there's a lot of focus on natural materials in the home and creating that natural feel.
Let's talk about channel. I mean, what's the best channel to reach the consumer? Is it traditional through retail? Is it through home centers? What's winning today?
You know, I think it's the independent contractor and retailer that are really winning in the business. You know, the home centers, it's pure commodity, lower end, and a hyper focus on LVT. You know, the higher end wood focused retailers around the country seem to be doing much better than their counterparts that carry all the other categories.
This show, as you know, is mostly craftsmen, flooring contractors, and they seem to be keeping busy, at least the ones that are here. Is that what you're hearing?
Absolutely. You know, maybe a little bit slower than they've been, but definitely busier than some of the flooring retailers, multi-line retailers that I've talked to.
I just was sitting in an AI meeting, and it was standing room only, as you might imagine, not to go into too much depth there, but there are some flooring contractors that are using AI to, you know, tell me what neighborhood has the most 20-year-old homes that might need refinishing, and they're winning the game by doing that. Let's move over to your business for a minute. We talked a little bit about it last year. Give us your quick elevator speech again on who Essex Finishing is.
So we are a private label only finishing company based in Avenel, New Jersey. We recently expanded our factory to have two finish lines. We make everything to order. We really focus in on the custom end of the business. Even if it's what we call one of our house colors, every single order is treated as unique, which means if you need to add on at some point or you need to do a repair, we do a perfect match every time.
When you say custom, if I'm a consumer, I'm thinking, ooh, you know, they're not running their factory night and day. This might be a little bit more expensive. How do you overcome that question?
It's a matter of quality. So we really cater to the upper end. We work with high-end wood flooring contractors and retailers that are really focused on that end of the business. Yes, it's a little more expensive, but you get what you pay for.
So a consumer is looking for flooring. How are they exposed to Essex?
They're not. We keep our partners insulated from that. So our partners in the business really focus on the consumer side, and we focus on the manufacturing side and giving them a differentiated product.
So tell us the trends right now. I know it's low gloss, white oak. Fill in my stupidity here.
No, it's not a stupid question, but there's an evolution going on right now. We are seeing a return to some traditional colors, like true browns are coming back again. Anytime that the economy gets softer, what you see is a return to warmer colors versus cooler colors. So we're seeing kind of those mid-tone browns, smoky colors, and reactives definitely coming back in the business. Character's coming back in a little bit. We're being asked to do some different things with character, and it's been so clean for so long, which, you know, is great because it's getting harder and harder to find those trees that give you the perfectly clean wood.
So Dan, you ran an ad with us in our last issue, and I thank you for that. As you know, the trade is listening to this, and the trade wants to do business with you. You know, how's the best way to open that relationship?
Send an email to info@essexcoatings.com, and we will certainly start the path down there. We go through a pretty rigorous vetting process to find the right partners in the right markets. We don't like to have overlapping partners in markets. We really give you kind of an exclusive territory and exclusive product.
The consumer is staying put, as we know, because housing turnover is way down. You would think that if the equity in their home has been rising and their floors need a little attention, that they'd be spending money right now. What's the holdup here?
So that's the irony about the flooring business, right? I use this expression all the time. If your air conditioner breaks, if your refrigerator breaks, you got to replace it, right? Flooring, consumers will choose to live on ugly for a while if they're not feeling great about their homes. Now, I do think there's a ton of pent-up demand out there, and as they feel a little more certain about the economy and home value, they're going to stay. You know, consumers are locked into these very low-rate mortgages, so they're not moving. What we're beginning to see is a return to sand and finish also. So instead of replacing their floor, they're sanding and finishing their floor, maybe adding on, which is another component of our business as well. We do quite a bit of square edge unfinished.
Well, then they don't have aluminum oxide. I mean, can you give them almost as good a hard finish without doing the factory aluminum oxide?
Finishing technology has really evolved in the home. Aluminum oxide has its pluses and its minuses. The reality is a site finished floor can last almost as long as a factory finished floor.
You were telling me prior to doing this interview that business was good for you last year, right?
Business is great. We grew by double digits last year. We've had a very focused effort on expanding our territories, and we've added to our sales team, and it's really paid off.
Dan, it's always good to be with you, and thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Dan Neck and the CEO with Essex Finishing, based in New Jersey, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.